HavenFootball.net, in cooperation with the Hero Scholarship Fund of Delaware County, is pleased to present the 33rd annual 2009 Hero Bowl.
Firing down the seam. Big tight end Dave Wilson at the 42 across the 40. Stretches down near the 35-yard line. Gain of 26 on the play. Back to pass. Has plenty of time. Firing deep down the near sideline. Looking. Aaron Benson in coverage. And it is caught. A tremendous catch down near the 31-yard line. Back is Humes. Five-step drop. Firing deep down the seam. Pinto is open. He's got it. Touchdown. The tight end. Ridley connection. Al Humes the running Pinto down the seam.
Tonight's game is sponsored by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. Steak, chicken, and shrimp done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. Crave on. Becca Bell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, the best little Hallmark store in Delaware County. When you want to give the very best, try Becca Bell's Hallmark. EasyStream.com. If you want to broadcast your high school sporting events, contact the people at EasyStream.com. It's sports streaming made easy. And Football University, the nation's most exclusive training camp. Nominate your favorite player today at footballuniversity.org. Tonight's game features a contest between the Del Valle League High School Football All-Stars and the Central League Football All-Stars. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Hero. The word means so much, yet sometimes so little. When we think about the word hero thrown around in the world of sports, here in late May, we hear it all too often in reference to the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, maybe a late-inning home run down at Citizens Bank Park. But tonight, here at Leslie Quick Stadium on the campus of Widener University, the term hero means so much more. For the 33rd straight year, Delaware County's top senior football, high school football talent will convene on the gridiron for a noble cause that has raised millions of dollars over 33 years for the children in a scholarship fund, the children of fallen firefighters, police officers, and EMTs lost in the line of duty. So tonight, HavenFootball.net, thrilled to bring you for the third straight year, the 33rd annual Hero Bowl 2009's version, ready to get started here at Widener University. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll here on campus with, alongside here of our broadcast partner and the webmaster here at HavenFootball.net, Mike Mayer here for the third year in a row, and just a fantastic cause. The crowd is trickling in here. All funds, all proceeds tonight, raised at the concession stand, raised through admissions, everything going towards the scholarship fund for the children of fallen firefighters, police officers, and EMTs. So we're thrilled to be here, Mike.
It's great to be here, and it's great to be a part of this event. It's one of the bigger events in Delaware County, certainly the biggest event for our firefighters, MTs, EMTs, and police officers and their families. Lots of people in uniform here tonight, and of course, everybody's a volunteer. Our EasyStream.com, who's our service provider for all of our broadcasting at HavenFootball.net, they volunteered there. They donated the time for tonight's game. We're donating our time and efforts, as is Paul Heisey and Pete Fulginetti, who's doing the spotting for us. Paul will be on the field. So it's just a great conglomeration of everybody in the county, and it's a wonderful thing to do, and everybody's so friendly. And last night, as a matter of fact, which has been, this is now the 10th year of the custom, Outback Steakhouse in Springfield donated dinner. They basically brought their 40-foot truck or whatever the thing was, loaded with steaks and chicken and shrimp, and served it up to 90-plus very hungry teenage athletes, their families, brothers, sisters. They served us dinner. I mean, it was really terrific. And we had a chance during dinner to talk to both coaches. Both interviews are about 3 to 4 minutes long, so we're going to play those for you. And this, again, was a dinner last night. I'm here with Tom Ryan, who's going to be the coach, head coach for the West team. He's the head coach over at Radnor High School. And he not only has the distinction of coaching the team this year, but he was actually in his own Hero Bowl back in, what was it, 1994?
I'm a little older than that, 1985.
That's kind of interesting. So you, I assume, remember this pretty well as a student.
Oh, yeah. You know, one of the highlights of my high school career, and you know, one of my goals was to eventually be the head coach of this game, and it just so happens Jason Wacheski has also played in the game, so it's very exciting. I've gotten to know Jason really well over the past few months, and just excited to be a part of it, and especially as the head coach.
Great. And talking a little about your experience the last couple of years at Radnor.
Well, I've been two full seasons at Radnor. Prior to that, I was an assistant at Westchester University, and then I coached in the Central League at Upper Darby and played there. So to go to another Central League team as a head coach was exciting, but I was definitely nervous about it, and the administration there has been great as far as promoting the program and just accepting me, and I'm teaching in the building. And, you know, it seems like wherever you go, you tend to care about your kids, and I'm really lucky because I have great kids over there.
Picked a heck of a league to get involved in. I mean, you know, Radnor has not been known for a lot of years as a powerhouse in football, although I got to tell you, for the time we've been broadcasting, they've held their own. I mean, they've gone out and they've certainly in the first quarter have really come into play. So, you know, a tribute to you and the guys, obviously, that you're working with. But what's it like getting up every day when you got to play a Ridley and a Strathaven and in some cases Upper Darby and,
sure,
you know, the Garner Valley?
Well, that's the thing. There are no off weeks. It doesn't matter who you're playing throughout the Central League. You prepare, and we played well at times, as you said, Mike, and, you know, played real well against Ridley for three quarters, same with Upper Darby, and then just things kind of didn't go our way, and my kids were in the process of learning how to respond to that, and it's the whole process takes some time, but I have a good group coming back. I have a really strong junior class. My sophomore's moving up to junior, so weight room has been great in the off season, and they're excited about this summer, and we're ready to start August 17th.
So what about trying to get a team ready in three short weeks that a bunch of kids never played together? They're all good kids. They all can certainly play the game. So what's that been like for you?
Well, this is my seventh Hero Bowl, of course, first as the head coach, and it seems like every year you go in nervous in the sense that how's that going to take place, but it seems like, you know, you're getting the best of the best in the county, and they're all fast learners, they're all football savvy, and really they pay attention. You seem like you're only teaching things once, so the guys behind them, you know, we're too deep in every position, and there's no real downtime, so it's short, crisp practices, and you know, we feel really good in nine short practices to where we are right now.
Okay, well, West has a big thing to hold up to. They lost last year, first time in quite a while, and they definitely have the advantage, so I guess the pressure's on this year for a win.
Oh, yeah, that's what we told our kids that as well, and I was a part of that overtime game last year as an assistant, and it was very exciting. We just came up on the short end, but you know, our kids are ready, and they're excited, and they're, you know, as we're talking about tonight, they're excited that they get another chance at a high school football game. Some of them are going on to college to play, but a lot of them, you know, as I told them tonight, will never look through a face mask again.
Right.
And I think that's how we presented it the past few weeks. So the excitement's there, and they're going to be fired up for tomorrow night.
So, Coach, any secret plays you want to tell us about? This won't air until after the game starts, so, or right before it starts.
I'm just going to leave it that there's a couple wrinkles that Coach Rufinak, one of my assistants, is running our offense, him and I together. So we do a couple things up, and we're excited about it. And, you know, we put a couple kids in different roles just to keep practice moving along, especially last week with the 4 days. So you'll see a few things that you'll say, oh, that's what Coach Ryan was talking about.
All right, that's great. Well, listen, good luck tomorrow night, and certainly good luck for the new season.
I appreciate it, and thanks for having us, guys, and hopefully we'll put on a great game tomorrow night.
Thanks a lot. We're here with Jason Wacheski, who's the head coach for tonight's East roster, and he is also the head coach of Academy Park High School. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
And so this is your first time coaching, or head coach anyway, for the Hero Bowl.
Correct.
But you also, as the other coach, has had the experience as a player.
That's right. I got to line it up, put the helmet on. My game was at Sun Valley High School, 1993.
And you played for?
The West team. I'm a Ridley High grad.
I was going to say, you were a Ridley High grad.
Yep.
So that was still a storied program in those days. I would say.
Still is. Still is.
Absolutely still is. Just wonder where it starts from. But so how do you find things over at Academy Park?
Things are great. I couldn't be happier. The kids are responding to everything we're trying to do. I can't ask any more of them. Everything is great right now.
Right, that's terrific. Well, you know, high school sports is one of those things that I don't think a head coach in this part of the world, maybe in Texas they do this, but you know, the talents are what it is, and sometimes you can look at it and say it's going to be a tough year, and other times we could have something going here, but it is what it is. So.
Yeah, we just had our first winning season in a long time, 7-5. Looking to build off of that.
Well, listen, everything is perspective, and that is terrific. 7-5, there are teams that would kill for 7-5.
Yeah.
So, and Academy Park used to be one of them, so you're there.
Yeah.
That's terrific. So how is it coaching a Hero Bowl? How is it on the other side of the, not putting the equipment on, but coaching?
You know, let me tell you what, it was more fun probably coaching the Hero Bowl than it is coaching a regular game during the season. It's more laid back, get to relax a little bit. You know, it's all for a good cause, it's all fun. And, yeah, it's an all-star game.
Right.
So you have the best of the best. You don't need to explain a play 13 times over. The kids get it. I had a great time.
You're dealing with talent.
Absolutely.
So what do you think? The East has been on the short end of the stick for a lot of years, although they did win last year in the comeback.
I think we got a good shot. I don't know what the West has. I know the teams that are there. I know we have Garnet and Pencrest and Strathaven and Ridley, but I think we got a good squad. We have just as good a shot as anybody else.
I'm not going to ask for a prediction, but any special razzle dazzle you're thinking about? Without giving us details.
We always have some special razzle dazzle. We don't always use it, but it's always on the play chart there.
All right.
Yeah, we got a few tricks up our sleeve.
I think you're going to have to strike fast and strike early, or
I think in general it might be like an arena bowl game.
Really?
With the new rules on defense, I think it could be a track meet. Both ways.
What are the new rules on?
They're doing like the Big 33 rules. So every defense has to play a 5-2, man-to-man all over the field all the time.
Okay.
So there's gonna be a lot of wide open space.
Yep, there will be. There will be. Be interesting. Some interesting foot races out there as
yep.
well. All right. Well, very good. Well, listen. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
We appreciate you stopping by, and good luck with Academy Park next year. Hope it's another strong season
Thank
for you.
You.
So we got a chance to hear then from head coach Jason Vasheski and also coach Tom Ryan from the East and West squads respectively. And in the meantime, you know, we're only minutes away here from kickoff. But, Mike, you got a hint of it there at the end of Coach Vasheski's comments there with some new rules on defense implemented this year, man-to-man all over the field, and knowing the athletic talents on the edges for both teams, really. Very good speed, a couple of terrific wide receivers that we'll talk about in a little while, and really four very accomplished quarterbacks, two on either side. We very well could be in for a track meet, and if it's anything like last year's game that went three overtimes and finished with a 35-29 victory for the East squad, we could be in for a heck of a night.
Well, we've got a very interesting looking evening. We've got thunderstorms and rain bearing down on us, although the field is dry, sky is clear, not clear, but cloudy right now. If the wind doesn't get too bad, this could be a real aerial attack, because it's interesting they did that. I understand the 5-2 because it's just easier to do blocking assignments in a short period of time if you know they're going to run a 5-2. But the man-to-man, that's tough to do at high school. And, you know, a lot of times you'll have ends and releasing backs who have tremendous foot speed, much better foot speed than corners. So they got to play way deep. Or if the linebacker's got to cover or has to fall back in pass protection, which is allowed with these rules, he could have some very good foot speed. So these guys, as you pointed out, they know how to pass. They're going to have some great receivers. They got some great speed with receivers. This could be a very, very interesting, almost pro football like game with all the passing.
So in the meantime, we are minutes away from it, so stick with us. We're broadcasting live here on Widener University's campus. Be back for the tail end of the national anthem in just a moment. You're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
The world of internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
This is Keith Jepson. You're listening to High School Football. Right here on havenfootball.net.
Streaming, I'm the rocket
That's the Star Spangled Banner, our nation's national anthem, performed by Brittany Arneo, a senior at Ridley High School. Terrific job from her. That's the best senior performance of the night so far, but of course we have 90 young guys with the shoulder pads and helmets on. We're getting ready to start in just a moment. In the meantime, just to give you an idea here, West versus East. West in the red jerseys and white pants. East in white jerseys with blue numerals, and each team, and this is another fun part of high school and even college all-star games, they're wearing their school's helmets, but get to decorate it with the logos and decals of most of their teammates. So you might have a Strathaven silver helmet, typically without a logo, but suddenly it has a Pencrest sticker on it, and a tiger paw from Marple Newtown, and any number of other things, and both teams taking advantage of that little bit of fun there as well. So, we'll do our very best to recognize all of tonight's student athletes at one point or another. The West roster made up of basically the Central League plus two Interact teams, Episcopal Academy and the Haverford School. They're joined by players from Haverford, Harrison, Springfield, Pencrest, Radnor, Strathaven, Garnet Valley, Ridley, Upper Darby, Lower Marion, and Marple Newtown. The East squad is basically the Del Val League plus a handful of teams from the Philadelphia Catholic League. It's Academy Park, Chester, Interborough, Glen Mills, Penwood, Monsignor Bonner, Sun Valley, Chichester, and Archbishop Carroll making up the 45-man roster for the East squad. So, again, Mike, we should be in for a shootout. We will look to name every player at one point or another. Some of them we're very familiar with because we've watched games all of the fall of 2008, so we've seen some of these guys before. The challenge, of course, though, is they're wearing different numbers than they wore in many cases. So in some cases it's the same, some cases a little different, but we will do our best, as always, here on havenfootball.net. And
Got to get the moths out of our mouths as well. We haven't broadcast since we did some Strathaven basketball back, I guess, in February.
So, yeah, it was not that long ago. That might have even gone into March. I don't remember. But a nice run through the District 1 and into the state playoffs for the Strathaven basketball team. And so boys and even a few girls games as well. We were happy to bring that in a little bit of a new venture for us. So this is our one last holdover until they put the pads on again this fall. So this is our last live broadcast for the next couple of months. Captains are meeting at midfield for the West squad. Quarterback Dan Judge from the Haverford School, joined there by defensive tackle Nick Garcia from Garnet Valley, along with Dan Giordano and Chris Green of Marple Newtown and Upper Darby, respectively. For the East, number 7 is Sean Krautzel, 16 is Luke Wisnowski, 42 is Anthony McCloskey, 32 Bernard Pierce, representing their schools. We'll get to them in a minute, but again, I want to point out one more time here before tonight's game, we talk about the volunteering of the time of the players, the coaches, the staff, and everybody involved with the facility here at Widener. Another special part of tonight's game here is the officiating crew. The tonight's Hero Bowl game officials, Detective James Devaney from Springfield Township PD, William Costello, Chief Robert Tinsley from the Sharon Hill PD, Corporal Robert Frazier from the Ridley Park Police Department, Gerard Scanlon from the Ridley Township Police Department, Edward Beebe from the Delaware County 911 Center, Mark Bregman, Lieutenant Darrell Guy from the Darby Police Department, Corporal James Simpkins from Tinicum Township Police Department, Sergeant David Splain from Yadin's Police Department. Notice a common theme there, Mike?
Good old Mike Sherlock Holmes, Mayor. They all seem to be police officers.
Police officers, EMTs, or work with the emergency services unit as well here in Delaware County. So, again, it is across the board. Players, coaches, even officials tonight donating their time for the Hero Bowl Scholarship Fund. Ready to tee it up and moving right to left will be the West squad, again, in their red jerseys with white numerals, white pants, all white uniforms for the East squad with blue numerals. Teeing it up is Kevin Martin, the kicker from Haverford. He has it halfway between the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Ready to get it underway here and sends a low line drive kick. It takes a hop at the 20-yard line and now juggling and picking up is Marquise Carter at the 15, 20, 25, has a seam at the 30. Carter breaks the tackle and tripped down at the 38-yard line.
perhaps a touchdown-saving tackle by Pat Maloney from Haverford, but Marquise Carter with a head of steam will start the East offense, first and 10 at their own 39-yard line to get things going. Quarterback to start will be Al Payne, a senior quarterback. Well, senior is going to be redundant. They're all seniors tonight, so kick me if I say it too many times. Al Payne from Chester will direct the offense to start here. Split to the near side is number 11, Shane Sullivan. Shotgun spread offense alongside of Payne is 32, Bernard Pierce. In motion comes one of his Chester teammates, and the give is inside. Now ball is loose. Look out. Pile up at the 36-yard line. They fumble the exchange. Payne and Pierce. Let's see who has it. The West has it. The West recovers the fumble. Did not see who was on. It was actually 54, Nick Barbieri from Pencrest. And the East with a less than auspicious start here.
Not an uncommon thing, obviously, with all new players just working out for the last 3 weeks, but something you hope you don't see too much, and maybe after the jitters are gone, everybody will settle down a little
bit. All right, we'll look at the other roster now. Split to the far side, Ridley's Troy Foster. His quarterback is his current teammate, Andrew Pigeon. He's in the shotgun. Man in motion is left to right, back to pass, Pigeon on first and 10. He wants it all down the far sideline on a wheel route, looking for Chris Green, incomplete. In coverage on that far sideline, Evan Higgins from Cardinal O'Hara. They send Green in motion left to right, and Pigeon misfires on his first pass.
Yeah, always close. He actually let that float a little bit. If he had let him, he had room to run. But again, yeah, it's the beginning of the game. We're going to see all sorts of rustiness, and even our lips aren't working quite right, and all we have to do is talk through this. So.
Rick Bailey split to the near side, a Pencrest wide receiver. Tight end to the far side, Tim Brown from Upper Darby. We will try to stick with the substitutions as best we can. Single setback, number 23, is Phil Graziano from Marple Newtown. Under center on second and 10 is Pigeon, and upended immediately is Graziano. He lost a yard, and number 9 in the backfield, Darrell Washington, undercuts him for a loss of a yard.
Yeah, nothing to take away from Washington. He got in there real quick, but I think there was just a missed block there. Somebody didn't realize they were going to pick him up. Of course, it's one of the reasons for that 5-2, to make sure that it's a little easier to count on the line, but we're seeing the normal butterflies and rustiness, I think, that you normally see when kids haven't played for a while.
Two tight ends, shotgun set here, the tight ends, Bonacquisti and Brown. Pigeon in the shotgun, Graziano to his left, back to pass on 3rd and 11. Rolling to his right, running out of time, has his eyes downfield, fires Bonacquisti wide open at 25, 20, banged out of bounds at the far sideline, but it's Jared Bonacquisti. The former fullback at Garnet Valley, he's a tight end tonight, takes it down to the 16-yard line, gain of 22, and a first down for the West.
It's strange to hear these names sometimes together, coming from different teams when you're used to listening to them when it's, from different teams and different sides. So some of the connections are rather interesting.
At the moment, the offensive line looks like this. The left tackle is Silvio D'Angelo from Haverford. Also in there is 57, Dave Horov. He's your center from Harrington. I'll get to the rest of the line in a minute. First and 10 at the 16. In motion goes Chris Green. End around. They give it to him, trying to turn the corner on the near side. He's banged out of bounds at just inside the 15. They'll give him almost the 13-yard line. Good job and run support there from Sean Krautzel, the senior free safety from Interboro, who is headed to the University of Maine next year. And Krautzel did a little bit of everything for the Interboro squad this year. He's naturally a wide receiver, but had to play some running back this year due to some injuries, and is a big-time player in the secondary.
And even with all that, they were still 8-4, which is not a bad year.
Under center is Pigeon, 2nd and 7. Slot right, Chris Green. Single setback, Graziani. It's Graziano straight over center, fullback dive, and he's ripped down in a hurry. Gets maybe the line of scrimmage and not much more.
He saw daylight, but Evan Higgins, number 29, just closed that down real quick. He really thought he was going to score, and Higgins just came in watching high school football at this level with talented athletes is great because you're not going to see a lot of missed tackles. You're going to see great speed to the outside corners, you know, all relative to high school, obviously, but it's such a pleasure to watch. It's like being back in a playoff game.
Third down and 5 from the 12, from the 11-yard line. Pigeon in the shotgun, 3 wide receivers to the right. Split to the far side, Rick Bailey. Foster and Green in the slot, and now we have, well, let's see who jumped first. Movement on both sides of the ball, pre-snap here. on the defensive side of the ball at the moment for the East. In the game is Roger Ingram, a cornerback from Glenn Mills. He's on the short side of the field at the moment. The corner on the far side, Eric Gilbert, a strong safety from Academy Park. We mentioned Darrell Washington already. Number 46, Chris Kennedy, all Delco defensive lineman from Archbishop Carroll. He's lined up at defensive tackle. Inside backers are 42, Anthony McCluskey. And I'll get to another one in a minute. But we'll go to 3rd and 10 after the false start against the West. Back of the 16-yard line, straight back goes Pigeon. Looking for the far sideline. It is incomplete, nearly intercepted. Good coverage there from Eric Gilbert. And now it's decision time here. Field goal would be about a 33-yard attempt.
I would be surprised, but...
But on the field is Kevin Martin from Haverford. Martin, 7 field goals and 27 extra points this year. First team all-Delco kicker, so Coach Tom Ryan trots him and the special teams unit onto the field. 4th and 10 from the 16, field goal attempt upcoming. Liam McGrath will hold. The snap is a good one. Ball spotted. Kick is away. Plenty of leg. And it is straight down the middle. That would have been good from 45 easily. And the West is on the board first. Pouncing on an early miscue just on the first play from scrimmage. The East turns it over. And the West capitalizes a 33-yard field goal for Kevin Martin.
You know, today's Hero Bowl game is brought to you by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank. TD Bank is all about making your life easier, from seven-day banking and the longest hours around to free coin counting and award-winning customer service. TD Bank gives you everything you've ever wanted in a bank. If you're looking for a new bank, you have to check out TD Bank. Stop by your nearest location today. Call 1-888-751-9000 or connect to tdbank.com. There's no place like TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, member FDIC.
7 plays, 22 yards, the big play, a 22-yard pass play from Andrew Pigeon to Jared Bonacquisti to put them in field goal range. The drive stalled there for the West, but coming up big at the 9:34 mark of the first quarter is Kevin Martin, pounding through a 33-yard field goal, 3-0 West, and they run the kickoff team right back out there. Marquise Carter stands deep to return. Martin approaches it, sends another low line drive kick, and again it'll be Carter from the 14. Across the 20, 25, looking for room. Wow, he got hit hard right at the 33. Stopped in his tracks there by Ryan Cantonese, defensive end from Garnet Valley. And the East will try it again. Same personnel group here, it looks like. Let's see. Now a different personnel group into the game now. Luke Wisnowski in a quarterback. Archbishop Carroll, grad or soon to be grad, headed to Sacred Heart in the fall to play 1AA football up there.
We interviewed him yesterday. Nice young man.
Marquise Carter split to the far side. Shane Sullivan split to the near side. 2 men in the slot to the left. On an option pitch here on first down and trying to turn the corner and going next to nowhere. In fact, maybe losing a yard is Zach Krzyzewski. Good run support from Phil Barbieri. Ryan Canzanese in the neighborhood as well.
It was Nick Barbieri.
Nick Barbieri. Phil is his brother, yes. Younger brother, also a Pencrest player, so maybe he's in there next year, in the next year or two.
Yes, our listeners know, when you do high school sports, and this is, you know, now been our fourth year with Haven, and you start picking up brothers and family, and, you know, it all gets a little confusing after a while.
2nd and 10 in the shotgun again. Trips to the right side. Wisnowski, back to pass, has time, heavy rush, and they try to screen underneath it and buried again. Good catch from Krzyzewski, and he's dropped immediately. Good coverage on that far sideline. Show me your number, young man. That's Pat Maloney, the linebacker from Haverford, dropping him for a loss back to the 27-yard line. Brings up 3rd down and 15. So nice idea there. You know, all-out rush there, tried to take advantage of the overly aggressive pass rush, but... Unfortunately for the East, good individual play there from Maloney to drop Krzyzewski.
Yeah, they really need to try to get out from under. I would think, I mean, it's 3rd and long, so a long pass, but a slant pass would be nice here.
3rd and 15 from their own 33, the East moving left to right. Wisnowski has time, looking down the seam, up in the air goes Carter, makes a tremendous catch.
Oh, my. Nice.
Out at midfield to the 48-yard line of the West. gain of 19 on the play. You cannot have better coverage than what Avery Coleman had. He was right on Carter's hip. But Marquise Carter at 6'1", 175, climbs the ladder and hauls it in. Right on the money was Wisnowski, and he is two for his first two.
Couldn't do it without a perfect pass, because you're right. He was well defended. He was right there. That ball was an inch in any direction. It would be incomplete.
First and 10. First trip for the East here into West territory. Shotgun formation again for Wisnowski. In motion goes Shane Lowe from Sun Valley. Give inside is to Krzyzewski, and he gets next to nothing going over center. Ran straight into number 34, the All-Delco linebacker from the Haverford School. That's Shamari Watts, headed to the University of Rhode Island. Outstanding, one of Delaware County's best heavyweight wrestlers, and somebody will have to wrestle him out of the middle of that defense all night. No gain on the play for Krzyzewski. Split to the far side is Donnie Kraus. Slot to either side. Shotgun formation for Wisnowski on second and 10. Quick hitch. They throw to the right flat. Incomplete. Ball may have been tipped at the line. Hard to tell there. Looked to come out of Wisnowski's hand just a little bit funny that time. Intended for Aaron Jackson, wide receiver from Chester. Third and... we'll call it a long nine, almost 10 here, from the West 47.
If you're in the area and you're thinking about coming out, the rain has held off. It's a very nice night. It's not too hot as we usually get this time of year. So it's a nice, actually, I see a lot of sweatshirts and stuff. So actually, it's a little cool out here. Not a bad night to watch a high school football game.
Split to the far side, number 18, who we do not have on the, I'm sorry, that's Bob Royal. Bob Royal from Cardinal O'Hara split to the far side. Trips left, shotgun formation, Wisnowski on third and 10. Fires down the middle, complete. Carrying a tackler inside the 30, down to the 26. Gain of 20 on the play to Aaron Jackson. Another big target, and right on the money with a quick slant was Wisnowski, and he is three for his first four and has East on the move.
And that was really a case of pass blocking. That was outstanding pass blocking. They really kept, they got no rush on him. He had all the time in the world back there. He just waited for his receiver to open up and nailed him.
Pat Mills of Ridley in on the tackle. Again, pretty good coverage, but just a better pass and a good catch from Jackson. Nose of the football sitting at the 25-yard line. 7:14 and counting to play in the first quarter. 3-0 West, but East threatening. Now they go I formation for the first time. The fullback, James Johnson, state powerlifting champ, in front of Krzyzewski. Fumbled snap, and Wisnowski pounces on it before number 26, Buddy Farrow, could get there. Farrell, a defensive end from Episcopal Academy, playing outside of a pair of Garnet Valley defensive linemen, Kansanese and Big Nick Garcia, in a defensive tackle at the moment.
That's a big man to move.
Also in the game for the West on defense, number 22 on the far sideline, Tyree Kershaw. At corner, Avery Coleman, another Pensacrest defensive back, is the other corner here on the near side. I formation again, second and 11. And again under center is Wisnowski. Gives to Krzyzewski. He takes it to the original line of scrimmage and not much more. Get him that 1 yard back. Three carries, 0 yards so far. So a stout run defense thus far here as Krzyzewski's found tough sledding. Also in the game right now for the defense, Mike Marquis, 6'3", 310. So you stand him next to Nick Garcia on that defensive line, and Big Nick goes 325. That's a lot of man to move in between the guard, well, for the guard and center.
You look at the guys in there. There's nobody under 210, I think, and that's a lot of wall in high school football.
Third and 10. Four wide receivers, two to either side. Wisnowski back to pass. Heavy pressure from Farrow. Steps up in the pocket. Fires incomplete. Getting two hands on the ball for a moment was Billy Morgan, but stepping up to make a hit is number two in the counterpart on the other team. Pat Mills jarred it loose inside the 10-yard line. So now fourth and 10. Here you'd be looking at about a 42-yard field goal. It looks like the offense will stay on the field. So fourth and 10 from the 25-yard line as Wisnowski misses on his second pass of the night.
Normally a good play here is to draw them off sides, but they've got fourth and 10, so that won't do them a whole lot of good. They're going to have to run the play.
Two receivers to either side. Wisnowski in the gun again with Krzyzewski next to him. It's a mouthful. Back to pass, Wisnowski on fourth and 10. Firing to the near sideline, looking for Carter just off the mark inside the 15. So turning it over on downs is the East squad. The West defense holds at the 5:35 mark. So a nice looking drive from the East. Just had it bogged down a little bit there with two straight incompletions. And the West will take over with a 3-0 lead. Nose of the football at their own 25-yard line. And Dan Judge, quarterback from the Haverford School, headed to the University of Richmond in the fall, in the game at quarterback. Dante Pergolese, Delaware County's leading rusher. Set an all-time record at Haverford this year for rushing yards in a season. Judge on first down, hits Chris Green. Look out, 30, foot race, 40. Green banged out of bounds out near midfield, and you do not want Chris Green in the open field for very long. See where they spot this, all the way out to the 48-yard line. Chris Green's been an early target, and you can understand why. Gain of 23, Judge to Green. And out near midfield and in business is the West.
Eric Gilbert was the one who made that stop, and had he not, that would have been a touchdown, no doubt about it.
Green has been timed in the 40 in under 4.3 seconds, so a 4.240 on occasion is, top-level speed. Back on first and 10, and it's Judge on a quarterback draw across midfield to the 48-yard line. Give him 4 on his first carry of the night. So Judge, a bit of a dual threat, 1,250 yards and 15 rushing touchdowns over his career, three-time all mainline times pick. So again, pretty good run-pass option there for the West coaching staff with Dan Judge in the game. Troy Foster checks in, Ridley wide receiver. In on the defensive side of the ball for the East squad now is 48, Mike McCrate, defensive tackle from Monsignor Bonner. Big 75, DeAndre Patterson, 6'3", 315 from Penwood, is at the nose guard. Play fake to Pergolese, and wanting it all is Judge. Green is out there, has got it at the 25, stumbles down to the 14-yard line. Green behind everybody. And boy, if he doesn't trip and fall, he scores easily. They'll spot this at the 14-yard line, so give him 34 more yards. Chris Green putting on a show in the early going, and trying to cover him man-to-man is going to be awfully tough.
He turns on the burners, and he had a good two steps on who's defending him, 27, was it?
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't catch it.
Nobody really close to him. Nobody really in the picture. Receivers to either side, isolated on that far side. And ball's loose. Look out. Fumbled football. Fumbled snap, and the East is on it at the 10-yard line.
Strange fumble. It shot right forward through the centers to the other side of the field. It shot towards the defense, was picked up a good, we saw it bouncing around, a good 3 yards deep in, past the line of scrimmage. That was kind of strange. I don't know if it was kicked or...
Sean Krautzel on the recovery for the East. And, again, if you think about, never mind, you only have 9 practices to get these teams ready. You think about, how could you put together a passing game? We forget the most basic element of any play, the center-to-quarterback exchange. And, of course, you have 2 different quarterbacks per team, 2 different centers per team. It's a challenge in all facets. Al Payne in the game for the East squad at quarterback. Bernard Pierce next to him. Aaron Jackson in motion. And we have a false start on the near side here, and it's going to move it half the distance to the goal line. And so the West squad moved it all the way to the 15, or well, inside the 15-yard line, but now the fumble... Well, it's a missed opportunity on the offensive side.
Absolutely.
I think more optimistically, you've got the East squad pinned in the shadow of their own goalposts here.
Yeah, they got to get out of there quick. They don't want to punt from this kind of situation and give the East the ball. To give the West the ball.
Football at their own 5-yard line. Steve Reynolds from Marple Newtown in the game alongside of 98 Damned Webster on the defensive line. Kevin McLaughlin at the nose guard. Payne. Pitch to the near side and looking to turn the corner. James Johnson running around the near side. Picks up a block. 30, 35, 40. James Johnson across midfield and banged out of bounds at the 41. Making the stop is Ryan Klein, but he got a little bit of room and option pitch to the right. And James Johnson, the fullback, gets it all the way to the West 41-yard line.
And Marquise Carter was the one who really opened that block. He took a cornerback, I think he was on, and just pummeled him and actually dropped him to the ground, and that really is what freed up the run for that kind of yards.
Pancake block from Carter. He's getting high fives on that sideline, and a gain of 54 has the East in business. First and 10 at the West 41. Payne in the shotgun. Johnson, no rest for the weary. He's alongside of him. Give inside to Johnson. Fullback dive this time goes nowhere. In on the stop, Kevin McLaughlin. He's been a disruptive force on that Ridley defensive line for a couple of years now. Ridley Central League runner-up this year, 2007 District 1 champions, and Kevin McLaughlin a big part of that. Got some help that time from 44 Pat Lehan from Springfield. We mentioned Steve Reynolds from Marple Newtown, the game. Pat McGroarty has checked in at cornerback from Garnet Valley. Liam McGrath, second team All-State defensive back from Haverford. He's on the near side, the short corner here. Spread formation again. Payne back to pass. Fire into the far flat. Complete. Stumbling down across the 35 to the 33 is his Chester teammate, Jabri Clayton. Gain of 7 on the play. So first completion of the night for Payne. First grab of the night for Clayton. Sets up third down and a long 2 from the west 32-yard line. Checking into the game at tight end is number 46, Chris Kennedy. Give you an idea, I had to ask Coach Fischewski of the East squad before the game. I said, you don't list a tight end. Am I at a high school game? You do not have a tight end on the roster. He said, well, if we use a tight end, it'll be Kennedy. And sure enough, here he is. And it's a pretty good option. Chris Kennedy from Archbishop Carroll. First team All-Catholic League. First team All-Delco on the defensive line. And again, 6 catches, 153 yards, and 2 TDs as a tight end at Carroll. And in the meantime, on 3rd and 2 upcoming, we're going to take a short timeout. Timeout, first timeout here for the East squad with 2:28 to play in the opening quarter. 3-0 West. We'll be back in a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Outback Steakhouse is a major sponsor of this year's Hero Bowl. If you have teenagers, you know what it costs to feed them. Well, Outback fed all the teenage players, the coaches, as well as their families a diet of steak, chicken, and shrimp, not to mention salad and all the fixings. I wonder what it would cost to pick that tab up. But Outback did it as their contribution to this year's Hero Bowl. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. No rules, just right.
Go Outback.
Welcome back. 3rd and 2 upcoming from the 33-yard line. Payne gives to Bernard Pierce. Off left tackle. Pierce breaking tackles across the 25. And the Temple recruit down to the 23-yard line. Gain of 10. 10 tough yards for the battling bull, Bernard Pierce. Led Glenn Mills this year to a terrific season. One of Delaware County's leading rushers. Glenn Mills with a terrific season overall. Coach Kevin Owens out there in 19342 at the Glenn Mills School. 8-3 season for the Bulls. Only they beat Pensbury, lost to Downingtown East and Interboro, and then lost an absolutely wild game, 48-35 to Abington in the first round of the Quad A playoffs. I'm having a little extra time to chat here because there's an injured player down on the far sideline. Hard to see who that is.
It's number 10.
Dan Giordano from on the West squad. So Marple Newtown linebacker Dan Giordano, who actually missed 4 games, the first 4 games of the Tiger season due to injury. And probably no coincidence that Marple Newtown struggled this year at the start of the season. Started 0-5. He gets back in the lineup and they win 6 of their last 7 to finish 6-6. So let's hope the best of Cardinal O'Hara works with the secondary and is essentially the defensive coordinator. For the West squad, the assistant coaches for Tom Ryan are a couple of his Radnor assistants, Eric Rufinak and Mike Bonner. Matt Barr from Harrington, Ray Gianta from Marple Newtown, Paul Graham from Pencrest, and Mike Murphy from Haverford School also helping out over the last several weeks. And being helped off the field here is Dan Giordano. So again, tough football season all around, whether it was the fall of 08 and now here for one more time to put on the pads. We hope the best for Giordano here. He's headed to Penn State in the fall. Now he's being helped off with what looks to be a leg injury, so his night may be done, unfortunately, but we wish him the best. And again, there's your first injury of the night. We hope this is nothing serious. Al Payne in the offense for the East squad have it 1st and 10 at the 23. Payne goes to the shotgun with Bernard Pierce to his left. And they give it, fake it to Pierce. Payne's going to keep it himself. Dances across the line of scrimmage and the ball's loose. Let's see who's got it. The West has it. They unpile. The signal from the side yard is for the West squad coming up with it at the bottom of the pile. is number 30, Steve Faulkner, the linebacker from Episcopal Academy, the first Episcopal Academy player to ever be named All Delco. So congratulations to Steve on a terrific senior year at fullback and linebacker. First team All Delco, All Interac, 857 yards and 12 touchdowns running as a fullback. But the second turnover of the night here for the East gives the West the ball at their own 12. It'll stop him short of a first down, third and almost two. Split to the near side, Chris Ambrosi. Slot right is Green, split right is Dunn. Under center is Pigeon, they give it to Fitzsimmons. Second effort, third effort, still goes nowhere. Good work there again from Pattinson. Along with 42, Anthony McCluskey, senior co-captain from Cardinal O'Hara, All Delco linebacker. So no gain for Fitzsimmons, and now fourth and two and decision time here for Coach Tom Ryan from his own 28-yard line. 21, 20, 19 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Clock runs, and Pigeon will keep the offense on the field, fourth and two. Fourth and two from his own 28-yard line. Coach Ryan and the coaching staff wants to keep the offense going, give the defense a breather, perhaps.
This has to be an attempt to draw him off.
That's look for a long count or a hard count here, and in the meantime, we'll have to wait for the second quarter to see what happened. The clock has struck zero on the opening 12 minutes. 3-0 on the scoreboard. The West over the East, and with the ball, we're going to keep it right here for a quick word from one of our sponsors.
Absolutely. Football University, the nation's most exclusive training camp, is coming to Baltimore, Maryland on July 10th through 12th. Do you know a top football player? Nominate them at footballuniversity.org. Sports Illustrated and Rivals call Football University the nation's elite camp. Train like an All-American today at Football University, the nation's premier football camp. Be part of an elite club, Football University, and start getting recognized by scouts. Each player receives his own Rivals profile and much more. Nominate a player today at footballuniversity.org. Football University, the nation's elite football training experience.
So we thank again all of our sponsors for tonight's game. Again, all proceeds going toward the Hero Scholarship Fund.
We are having some interruptions in our broadcast. Have no idea why. We're on a hard line. This shouldn't be happening. Can't tell you why, but hopefully it'll stop. And hopefully it won't interfere during anything important.
So in the meantime, I will give one other important idea. We do have a new listener on havenfootball.net. As of 6:32 this morning, up in Phoenixville Hospital, my niece was born, Sydney Elizabeth Dale. I know you don't understand any of this just yet, but congratulations to Leah and Brad on a healthy baby girl. We're very blessed and thankful. And again, we'll make a football fan out of her. We still have some time to go here. She's maybe 12 hours old. So we'll keep working on it. So it's a good night to come into the world. So welcome. Fourth and two. The West thinks better of it and brings the punting team on the field. Kevin Martin will kick it away for the West squad. Lots of pressure, and Martin does well just to get it away. High end over end kick. Fair caught at the 45-yard line for the East squad. That's Eric Gilbert, the strong safety from Academy Park, hauling it at the 43-yard line, and the East will start with their best field position of the evening, trailing 3-0, but we'll get things going with Luke Wisnowski and the offense out near midfield. 11:52 to play here in the second quarter. Into the game now for the West defense. Jake Cahill at cornerback, Pat Mills, a couple of Ridley safeties, Pencrest corners, Kershaw, and Avery Coleman. Wisnowski with time, firing that far sideline, deflected and nearly caught. Nearly scooping it off the turf was Marquise Carter off a deflection. In coverage there was Cahill, so...
And they had two receivers and two defenders in the same general area. That was obviously a mistake, but good heads-up play. Almost caught it.
Checking into the game, Bob Royal of Cardinal O'Hara. He brings in the play. Marquise Carter checks out. Wisnowski now connected on three of his first.
Welcome back for the second half of tonight's 33rd annual Hero Bowl. Second half sponsors for tonight are TD Bank, America's most convenient bank with convenient branches all over Delaware County. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. Steak, chicken, and shrimp done the Outback way. Eat in or take out. Crave on. Becca Bell's Hallmark in Brookhaven, that best little Hallmark store in Delaware County. When you want to give the very best, try Becca Bell's Hallmark. EasyStream.com. If you want to broadcast your high school sporting events, contact the people at EasyStream.com. It's sports streaming made easy. And Football University, the nation's most exclusive training camp. Nominate your favorite player today at footballuniversity.org. Here are tonight's announcers, the regular season internet voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Widener University in Chester, Pennsylvania. We're at halftime for just another couple minutes here of the 33rd annual Hero Bowl of the West, made up of Central League schools, Haverford, Harrington, Pencrest, Springfield, Radnor, Strathaven, Garnet Valley, Ridley, Upper Darby, Lower Marion, and Marple Newtown, along with Interact Schools, Haverford School, and Episcopal Academy Stars. They lead the East Squad 24-7. The East roster, made up of the Del Valle League, which is Academy Park, Chester, Chichester, Interborough, Sun Valley, Penwood, Glen Mills, along with Catholic League Powers, Monsignor Bonner, Cardinal O'Hara. And, again, just a good first half, and the track meet that we were anticipating that could have broken out, in fact, did there in the second quarter. 3-0 after first quarter of play. Kevin Martin got the West on the board first with a 33-yard field goal, capping a 7-play, 22-yard drive just at the 9:34 mark. That was after the first play from scrimmage for the East was a fumbled exchange between the quarterback and running back. The second quarter is where things got interesting. 3 touchdown passes off the arms of the West quarterbacks. The first one, Chris Green, off the arm of Dan Judge, 37 yards on a 4th-and-8 play. Capped a 4-play, 37-yard drive to make it 10-0. The East answered in a hurry. Just 2 plays, a 68-yard drive, a 13-yard run by Al Payne, set up a 55-yard jaunt up the middle from Glen Mills School's Bernard Pierce, and Pierce goes the distance right down the middle of the field to cut the lead to 10-7. But the West, again, capitalizing on turnovers. Tim Brown's second catch of the night off the arm of Andrew Pigeon at the 4:41 mark. A 15-yard score capped a 68-yard drive, made it 17-7. Rick Bailey then, with just 1:51 to play before halftime, on a go route on a third down play, a 36-yard connection from Dan Judge made the score 24-7. And the East ended the half inside the 10-yard line. There was talk of, well, do you opt for the field goal, cut the lead to 14. They go for it, and Shamari Watts with a big play, stopping Al Payne at the 5-yard line on the final play of the first half. And 24-7 is where we stand, and further for the West, they get the ball back to start things.
Right, and boy, if the East can't stop the West and this becomes a 31-7 game, that's going to be tough.
One of the ways they've really been unable, or one player they've been unable to contain, and on the stat sheet, the one number that jumps out at you, over 200 yards passing in the first half in total for the West quarterbacks, 133 for Dan Judge to go with 2 touchdowns on 5 of 6 passing, Andrew Pigeon 5 of 7 for 80 yards and a touchdown. Chris Green, though, the Upper Darby senior, star of the show, 5 catches, 127 yards, and a touchdown. And that, he really didn't even touch the ball in the final 8 minutes of the second quarter. So really, in just over a quarter of play, 127 yards receiving and the first touchdown. Another Upper Darby receiver with 2 catches is tight end Tim Brown. 2 grabs for 23 yards, including that 15-yard score. 1 catch apiece for Jared Bonacquisti from Garnet Valley. Rick Bailey, the 36-yard touchdown, the wideout from Pencrest, made the score 24-7, and Ridley's Troy Foster, 1 grab for 5 yards for the West. That's really the difference, as the running game for the West has negative yardage. 6 ball carriers have combined for negative yardage in the running game, and so nice job from the East run defense. They've just not been able to keep up with the speedy outside receivers. For the East, Luke Wisnowski, these are unofficial stats, of course, at the moment. This is Wisnowski 5 for 10 for 79 yards through the air. Al Payne 3 for 7 for 34 yards.
the run game has really been the story for the East. Two big runs from each of the Glenn Mills backs. Two carries for 65 yards, including a 55-yard score from Bernard Pierce. The leading rusher, second leading rusher is James Johnson. He has three carries for 60 yards. Al Payne, three for 28. Jabri Clayton and Krzyzewski have gone for negative yardage. High end over end kickoff, and we're underway. Kicked his to Terrence Fitzsimmons at the just inside the 20-yard line. Takes it out to the 28 before he's ridden out of bounds there. And the West will start things just shy of their 30-yard line here to start the third quarter. In on the stop, number 40, Nate Oropolo from Cardinal O'Hara. I will mention shortly a couple of the other offensive linemen, often overlooked. They don't touch the ball in the course of play, but again, they are doing a great job protecting quarterbacks and opening up holes for both teams. Forey Miller in the game from Strathaven. He's at right guard at the moment alongside of Tim Putman from Garnet Valley. Pigeon under center, I formation behind him, and they toss it to the right side. Chris Green trying to turn the corner. Good speed around that corner, but banged out of bounds across the 30 to the 32 by number 28, Roger Ingram, a corner from Glenn Mills.
How negative was the West in yardage?
The West in rushing
in
yards?
Rushing yards,
I'll count it up quickly.
No, that's all right.
That's three more for Green. He has two carries for 6 yards. Fitzsimmons, two carries for 4 yards. Graziano, two carries for 1 yard. Everybody else is in the negative, the other three carriers.
Okay.
So, again,
that might put him in, that might put him in a positive.
Next to nothing for on the ground thus far. Second and 7, Pigeon under center again, Green slot right, and the give is to the single setback Graziano. Crosses the 35, good tough running over that left guard to the 40. I'm sorry, the 36, gain of 4, that's his biggest run of the night. So looking to establish the run just as we start talking about it. In on the stop, Mike McCrate, we've called his name a couple of times tonight, along with 24, Eric Smith, inside linebacker from Penwood.
Of course, 24-7, the West just looked to run out, you know, run it on the ground, keep the clock running.
Single setback, Graziano, 3rd and 3 from the 37. Pigeon under center, hard count, nearly jumped, but good discipline from the defensive line. Graziano off the left side, goes nowhere. Goes nowhere, plowing through everybody. Was big 75 again, DeAndre Patterson.
Is this the first punt of the game?
Along with 42. Second punt here. Upcoming here. Chris Martin had to, Kevin Martin had to punt it away one time earlier on. Krautzel and McCloskey also in on the stop on that third down play. Standing deep to return is number 20. Eric Gilbert, who stands just inside his 35-yard line. Kevin Martin will punt it away. Personnel confusion here. And now we have a flag, and if the East jump, this will give the West a first down. We could be looking at a costly penalty here for the East squad. It was 4th down and 3, and if this is offsides, this will move the chains here for the gentleman in red. Now a false start.
Oh.
False start, so Martin will back up his special teams unit here, another 5, with 10:24 to play here in the third quarter. West over the East, 24-7, here at the 33rd Annual Hero Bowl. A couple other names of note that we probably have not mentioned much tonight. Dave Horov and Victor DeLamba, a couple of linemen from Harrington. Again, not guys who are going to carry the ball, but they have paved the way in pass cover, pass protection. High snap, doing well to field it is Kevin Martin. Let's go with a punt. It takes a bounce of the 45 out to the then backwards to the 49-yard line. So the East with terrific field position to start the second half, holding the West to a 3-and-out.
Well, which is what they had to do with the 24-7 deficit. So now if the East can come back and put some points on the board, it would have been a little nicer if they had 10 rather than 7, but that's
right,
okay.
Right, points, perhaps left points on the board before halftime there, choosing to go for it down at the 5-yard line on the final play of the half, rather than opting for the field goal. Wisnowski turns, gives to Pierce, inside, bounces outside, across midfield, lowers the shoulder and takes it to the 42-yard line. Maloney and McGrath, a pair of Haverford teammates, in on the stop. Gain of 9 for Bernard Pierce on his 3rd carry of the game. 74 yards rushing for Pierce. Also in on the stop is Cahill from Ridley.
Chris Ambrosi from the Haverford School. Another name that we've mentioned a couple of times. He's lined up at wide receiver tonight for the West. I formation dotted by Pierce, and he has it again. On second down and two, he's going to be close to a first down. It'll depend on the spot here. He's very close. Maloney again on the stop. Forward progress looks to get under the 41-yard line, and if that's the case, that's a first down. They're going to eyeball it here and check for a measurement. In on the stop also is Buddy Farrow from Episcopal Academy. He has two fumble recoveries tonight to go with a few tackles. So as they move the chains from the far sideline to the near hash mark, Mike has a couple of words.
Okay, today's Hero Bowl game is brought to you by TD Bank, America's most convenient bank. TD Bank is all about making your life easier. From seven-day banking and the longest hours around to free coin counting and award-winning customer service, TD Bank gives you everything you ever wanted in a bank, and we'll continue this after the play.
Third down and one. And I'm sorry, first down and 10. They did move the chains. First and 10. High snap through the hands of Wisnowski again. He goes all the way back to his 45 to pick it up. Loss of 14 on the play. So another high snap, and he could not haul it in.
All right, and finish it up. If you're looking for a new bank, you have to check out TD Bank. Stop by your nearest location today or call 1-888-751-9000 or connect to tdbank.com. There's no place like TD Bank, America's most convenient bank, member FDIC.
Second down and 23. They lose 13 on the high snap. So, again, first down on is gained on two carries from Pierce. And now the East goes backward. Back on their own side of midfield at the 46, second and 23. Wisnowski fires to the far sideline. It is caught. Coming back to the ball very nicely is Bob Royal of Cardinal O'Hara to get it back across midfield to the 47-yard line. Gain of seven. First catch of the night from Royal. That's a long throw there for Wisnowski.
Right.
Near hash mark to far sideline for a gain of seven. It traveled probably 40 yards in the air.
If I paid attention to geometry class, I could probably tell you how long that pass was.
That's right. Good work from Royal, though, to come back to the football. Third down and 16. Royal is split to the near side. Slot left, Jackson and Morgan. Carter singled on the far sideline. They look to screen to Pierce. Pierce makes the catch, turns it upfield. One tackle missed, two tackles missed. Spinning out of bounds. Good work from Shamari Watts. He got just enough of him to knock him out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Good work from Watts from the Haverford School. He's been in on more than a handful of tackles here tonight. And he has his hands full with Pierce in the open field. And he is... every bit as good as advertised. His second catch of the night goes for 11. Brings up fourth and five, and the East offense will stay on the field. 97 yards passing now for Wisnowski. He's hit on his first two attempts of the second half. Fourth and five from the 36-yard line. Wisnowski in the gun. Three receivers to his right. He's looking that direction. Steps up to his left. Fires. It's complete. Coming back to Walsh Royal again. He spins out of a tackle. 10-5. Touchdown. Great job by Royal, but now here's a flag in the backfield, and I don't know. Let's see. They're going to talk this over. Royal did well to come back to the football at the 10. Spun out of a tackle.
Generally, that's a holding.
It's in that neighborhood, and you're right, Mike. Offensive holding. So a fourth and five that looked like a 35-yard touchdown pass is now going backwards 10 yards. We'll push it back to midfield, and now in a fourth or near midfield, it's going to set up fourth and 15. Wow, tough break there for the East. They have shot themselves in the foot with four first half turnovers and now have points taken off the board. It's one thing to maybe leave potential points on the board before halftime. Here you have actual points taken off the board. And so now on to punt on fourth and 16 is Devin Hunter. Deep to return, Chris Green. He stands at his own 10-yard line. Personnel is all set for each team. 11 men aside. Always a challenge in a high school all-star game. Hunter End over end kick. It'll take a hop inside the 20, down to the 10. Green will field it at 6. Makes one man miss. 10, 15, 20. Looking for a seam on the far sideline. All the way across the field. Still on his feet at the 20 and out to the 24. Green, very dangerous to pick it up with a man just in his lap. And makes a, turns it into a, essentially a 20-yard punt return. Finally getting a hold of him was number 60, Casey Simpkins from Interboro, who's headed to Westchester next year. Good work from Simpkins, because Green in the open field, not an easy task.
No, and he was, I thought he was going to break it. He would, you know, who says this game doesn't matter? You would never look at these kids and say, it doesn't matter. Just go ahead and have a good time.
If Green doesn't field that, it's probably out of bounds inside the 5-yard line.
Could be, or,
and,
or maybe a touchback.
But my goodness, what a change in field position here. Breathing room for the West as Dan Judge is under center, first and 10 from his own 24-yard line. Single setback is Dante Pergolis. 5-step drop, heavy pressure from the backside, and hammered down is Judge. 55 on the stop. It's Kyle Lord was set to play, but that's Chris Nolan from Cardinal O'Hara in on the sack.
Hey, really, the West just wants to kind of take its time and grind out the clock, you know, run on the ground, just get a lot of first downs, points or no points. They don't need the points now. We're at 5 minutes, 40 seconds left in the third quarter, and West is up 24-7, so that's their objective, but boy, pinning them back like the East is doing right now, that does upset the apple cart a little bit there.
Third sack of the night for the East defense. Three wide receivers to the near side. That's to the right of Judge on 2nd and 17. They play fake inside of Pergolese. Fire a quick slant. This is Paul Dunn of Garnet Valley out to the 29-yard line and gives the West a very manageable third down situation here. Good work from Dunn in on the coverage and tackle is Roger Ingram of Glen Mills.
It looks like it's going to be 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6.
So gain of 11 on Dunn's first catch of the night. And Judge has been awfully good tonight. 144 yards unofficially on 6 of 7 passing to go with 2 touchdowns. 3rd and 5 from the 28. Dunn, slot left. Wing left is Chris Green. Low snap. Judge does well to pick it up. Still has his eyes upfield and hits Pergolese in the flat, but can't outrun 2 tacklers over there. Good pursuit on that far sideline by J.R. Wells. The 5'11", 196-pounder from Chester drops him for a loss of 3. 4th down and long upcoming, and Kevin Martin's on the punt for the second time here in the third quarter.
Well, the East defense did exactly what it needed to do. It's not exactly 3 and out, but it was close, and they're going to get the ball back. They got to get some points on the board. The East offense has to march down the field and get some points.
Again, had a 35-yard touchdown pass called back for an offensive holding penalty. So they've shown signs of life in their last couple of drives. Martin with a high spiraling punt will take a hop, and it's Krausel picking it up at the 42, ridden out of bounds on the far sideline by Phil Graziano. See where they spot this. Just shy of midfield at the 49. So Phil Graziano from Marple Newtown, joined by Steve Reynolds and Dan Giordano, who unfortunately left it with an injury early in the second quarter. We wish him the best. We mentioned Dan Saris, a great story, headed to Penn next year from Lower Merion, participating tonight. Seven Haverford players tonight. Kevin Martin, Pat Maloney, Liam McGrath, Dante Pergolese, Silvio D'Angelo, Nick Rossino, and Gus Sutera, again, not in action tonight, but on the sideline, out with an injury, but has participated in everything leading up to the game. 1st and 10 from just shy of midfield. Al Payne in the game. They fake the option. Great fake from Payne. He's going to keep it around the corner himself. Down the far sideline across the 40. Let's see where they spot him as he's run out of bounds. They fake inside. He faked the option pitch. Faked someone out of his shoes in the backfield. Ryan Canzanese credited with the tackle. Running him down from the backside out of bounds. Down to the 36-yard line. So gain of 15 for Al Payne. 43 yards on just 4 carries.
Was a great fake. The defender committed to the outside running back, and Payne just took it himself. It was a great, great play.
Payne joined by Chester teammates Devon Swain, Jabri Clayton, Aaron Jackson, J.R. Wells, and Marquise Taylor tonight. and he is in the shotgun, first and 10 of the 37. In motion goes Jackson. Option left, they do pitch it this time. Pierce can't hang on to the pitch, and he's tackled, and picking it up for the second time tonight is Barbieri. Barbieri with a second tackle or second fumble recovery, but now someone in their excitement took off their helmet. I think this is penalty. There's a penalty flag at the end of the play. I think this is post-possession. The referees will already explain it to me in a moment. But Buddy Farrow with two fumble recoveries, and now the Pencrest senior, Nick Barbieri, with two fumble recoveries himself. First down for the West, and now we have an illegal block or illegal hand use of the hands.
I think the helmet. I think somebody as you saw, somebody came off the bench and put his helmet on.
Okay.
To go into offense. Okay. I think that's what you saw.
Okay. I saw a helmetless player right out there, so I didn't know if that was knocked off.
He was very excited.
Or taking it off in celebration. Either way, a 10-yard penalty will back up the West, but they have the football. The option pitch to Pierce. They never quite connected. And that's five turnovers for the East squad. 3:33 to play in a fast-moving third quarter. 24-7, the West over the East. Andrew Pigeon in the game. The Ridley quarterback has two receivers to his right, single setback behind him. In motion goes Chris Green from right to left. Delayed handoff and going nowhere and losing a bunch.
That was a broken play.
Broken play. Pigeon tried to find Fitzsimmons there in the backfield. They crossed paths and had four white shirts in their laps. In on the stop, number 34, again, is Joe Cassidy. And again, Mike McCrate, defensive tackle from Monsignor Bonner, headed to Williamson Trade School this fall.
That's probably going to come back in a negative if they ever get out of it.
He's rushing. Right, the rushing yardage. We'll check with our friends at the Delaware County Daily Times tomorrow for their stats to confirm it, but the way we're keeping it at the moment, we're near that big goose egg mark in rushing yards for the West. Pigeon on 2nd and 13, rolling to his left, running out of time, flag behind the play here, probably in the neighborhood of holding as Pigeon has run out of bounds. Pigeon crossed the original line of scrimmage, so gain of 4, but let's see about the penalty.
Yeah, well, the official did indicate holding, which was interesting because I the only thing I saw, I didn't see any contact back there. But
and in high school football, this is especially hurtful being a spot foul. So
right,
any holding on the offensive line in a pass protection circumstance is usually backing them up a long way. So the penalty, of course, accepted here. It'll bring up 2nd and forever. Ball all the way back at the 14-yard line. They need the 43 for a first down. So, my goodness, 2nd and forever is right. A couple of other players participating tonight from Penwood. We've mentioned linebacker Eric Smith and DeAndre Patterson. From Sun Valley, Shane Lowe, Donnie Krause, a pair of wide receivers, along with number 22, Chris Pantle at strong safety. 2nd down and a mile. Two receivers to the right, backs to either side, and a quarterback draw here. Flag on the play as Pigeon keeps it himself on a draw. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and not much more. And I think we're going to have procedure again against the West here.
At this point, they've got it. Well, on a 2nd down, so I guess they, I don't know if they're going to try to pin him even further.
To play here in the third quarter, the West with 3rd and long. Pigeon floats to the near flat. Good pass here to Tim Brown, who keeps his footing across the 20 out near the 25. So there's a little breathing room, and Pigeon was roughed up in the backfield, and now, sure enough, there's roughing the passer. Flag down in the end zone, so Pigeon did well to get rid of it, and the hit came late. Pigeon's taking a beating tonight.
Yeah, he is. I'll tell you, the beauty of that play was the Pigeon went back, was covered immediately in the process and of trying to throw it, was taken down, but he threw it to a place where there was no receiver. So with 3 weeks of practice, he knew exactly where that ball was supposed to be, and better than that, the receiver was there to pick it up. Terrific for a bunch of high school kids, I think.
Threw to a, you're right, he just threw to a spot. You know, Brown was absolutely not there, and trusting a guy you've played with for 9 practices to get there, and Brown, again, very accomplished, very good receiver, 3 catches for 33 yards and a touchdown tonight.
Right.
But here we are, back near the original line of scrimmage, so you give him 10 on the throw and catch, plus 15 on the penalty for the roughing the passer,
down,
and an automatic first down. So first and 10 now for the West at the 39-yard line. Clock ticking at 1:17, and the West can melt the clock just a little bit more here. Slot left, Chris Green. Split right is Troy Foster. In the gun is Pigeon. Back to pass on first and 10. Has time. Firing that corner pattern again. It's Green. Get the 40-yard line. Slammed down by Krautzel at the 36. But they cross midfield again. 25 more yards for Chris Green. His first catch of the second half. 152 yards receiving.
Whoa.
Fine throw, and again, we've seen both quarterbacks now complete that pass to Green, that post-corner that he runs. Again and again, I've counted at least four times. Four of his six catches are on that very pattern. 115 yards passing for Pigeon now, unofficially. 7 out of 9, including a touchdown. Inside of a minute to play here in the third, first and 10 from the 36. Pigeon in the gun, trips to the right. Back to pass again. He's looking, firing a seam down the middle, looking for Foster. Great play to break it up. Two defenders in the neighborhood. That's Eric Gilbert along with Evan Higgins. Pair of safeties to knock it away. Foster had a step. He was behind them. But again, good closing speed there from number 20, Eric Gilbert, who had three interceptions on the season. First team all Delco. Also had eight touchdowns passing and over 1,000 yards rushing as a dual threat quarterback for Academy Park. Second and 10. Pigeon in the gun again. Again has time. Again looking down the scene. This time goes to Bailey and it's intercepted. Speak of the devil. Going up to get it. There's number 20, Eric Gilbert. So Bailey got a hand on it, and it falls right in the lap of Eric Gilbert. So the first interception for either squad thrown tonight. Gilbert stalls a threat from the west inside the 10-yard line. First and 10 now from the 8 for the east. So again, long field here. This is as good as a punt, really. But the East really looking for. I'm sorry, the West was really looking to pile on a little bit more here.
Oh, I think close the door at this stage of the game.
Split to the near side is number 12. That's Donnie Krause of Sun Valley. Give us the up back. James Johnson running room over the right side. 20, 25, 28 yard line. Give him 20 more yards.
This is the way to get out of that hole.
Pierce and Johnson doing the job tonight. 85 yards rushing for Johnson, 75 for Pierce, each on four carries. Been awfully effective for not only tonight, but of course the Glenn Mills backfield with a good line, a terrific offensive line in front of them. Powered their way to, it was one of the best rushing attacks in Delaware County this year. Shamari Watts on yet another tackle, a linebacker from the Haverford School for the West. But in the meantime, the clock has struck zero at the end of the third quarter. We have 12 minutes of football to play. 24-7 is the score. It was that way after halftime. It's that way now after three quarters of action here from Widener University at the 33rd Annual Hero Bowl. You're listening live here on HavenFootball.net.
Want to really move Dad this Father's Day? Then give him a Hallmark card with sound, filled with his favorite songs by the original artists. You can use music, movies, even one-liners from TV shows to sing Dad's praises. So move Dad in more ways than one this Father's Day. Give him a Hallmark card with sound. Head to Beckabell's Hallmark at the 352 Plaza in Brookhaven, between Kmart and Pathmark. Do it today and see and hear all the latest in sound cards. Available while supplies last.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to the 33rd Annual Hero Bowl, 24-7, the West over the East here as we're ready to start the fourth quarter. James Johnson's 20-yard run has given the East some breathing room. Luke Wisnowski in the game at quarterback. He's in the shotgun, sends Billy Morgan in motion. They give it to Morgan, his first carry of the night, and he is dropped immediately. Pat Leham on the blitz from that, well, what do we call that, a rush linebacker spot in a 5-2.
Yeah, I don't even know where he came from. I mean, he must have just cut through the block.
Yeah,
defensive
end, outside linebacker in this formation. It's really pretty much free reign to the quarterback in most cases. Here he wraps up Morgan for a loss on the play of 7. So second down and 17 now for the East. Morgan's first carry of the night. Again, terrific speed from the Cardinal O'Hara senior, but just couldn't get it going that time. Had 44 in his lap. Lehan, a terrific wrestler himself. That's been a common theme here on both sides of the ball tonight. Both sidelines with some pretty good wrestling talent. Not that far a stretch from football action necessarily. Timeout for the East here, so Mike, a few words here?
Sure. From Football University, who's a new sponsor of ours, they're sponsoring to contribute to the Hero Bowl. And Football University is the nation's most exclusive training camp, and it's coming to Baltimore, Maryland on July 10th through 12th. Do you know a top football player? Nominate them at footballuniversity.org. Sports Illustrated and Rivals calls Football University the nation's elite camp. Train like an All-American today at Football University, the nation's premier football camp. Be part of an elite club, Football University, and start getting recognized by scouts. Each player receives his own Rivals profile and much more. Nominate a player today at footballuniversity.org.
Coming out of the timeout and breaking the huddle, Luke Wisnowski in the East offense, trailing 24-7 with 11:16 to play in regulation. Second and 17 from their own 20. Shotgun snap to Wisnowski. Has time over the middle, down the seam, incomplete. Two receivers in the neighborhood. It was off the hands first of Jackson and then hit Morgan right in the face mask. They both actually had a shot of it. You know, that's really seemed like a case of one distracting the other.
Well, absolutely. And they shouldn't have both been there, but whosoever fought it was irrelevant. They could have had it. And it's possible if it had been caught, he could have turned and run for a touchdown. He was that clear.
It's third down and 17 now for the East. Also participating, we mentioned a couple of the Chichester guys on the offensive side of the ball. Marquise Carter's been very busy. Zach Krzyzewski as well. Archbishop Carroll, again, Chris Kennedy. Tight end slash defensive end, joined by quarterback Luke Wisnowski, who's in the shotgun on third and 17. In motion goes Billy Morgan. Wisnowski has time. Wheel route to Morgan, throws incomplete. Good coverage there from Jake Cahill of Ridley. But the pass over everybody's head out near the 35-yard line, and the punt team will likely be on the field here. 4th and 17 from their own 20-yard line. Let's see. Don't see him just yet. Here he comes. Hard to miss Devin Hunter, 6'6", 220-pounder from Academy Park. So speaking of Academy Park, and joining Hunter are Darrell Washington, Shane Sullivan, Eric Gilbert, Laquan Frazier, Rich Crean, and Mike Petrazek, all joining their head coach. So not much of a stretch for them with Coach Vyshevsky. Coach is Vyshevsky. Two Vyshevskys over on that far sideline for the Hero Bowl. High end over end punt will be green at midfield. Juggles it. Picked up and dropped immediately. He hangs on and does well to hang on. Marquise Carter jumps on him at midfield, or just shy of midfield is where they'll spot it, at the 48-yard line. Good coverage there from Carter. Green couldn't quite handle it cleanly, but did well to cover it up in the West. We'll start with quarterback Dan Judge, who has been on fire tonight. 7 out of 8 passing for 141 yards and 2 touchdowns. Split to the far side, Rick Bailey. Single setback, Phil Graziano. Chris Green, wing right. Green in motion, right to left, on a rollout. Now, option pitch goes late to Graziano, trying to turn the corner on the right side. Good speed across midfield, and banged out of bounds near the 45-yard line. Eric Smith in on the stop from Penwood, inside linebacker. Nose of the football at the East 45-yard line. So give him a gain of 7. Second and 3 upcoming. That's the longest run of the night for the West squad, believe it or not. Graziano, 4 carries for 12 yards now. And that 7-yard run, the longest carry of the night. So they've done it pretty much all through the air. Clock ticking at 10:15, 10:14 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Two receivers to the right of Judge is in the shotgun. Low snap, and now he'll keep it himself. First down, well, let's see. Looked like he had a lot more room, and that hole closed quickly.
Yeah, they first down.
They do give him the first down. Higgins, along with 44 Larry DelVicio on the stop. Move the chains and restart the clock as Judge picks up 4.
Boy, this is exactly not what the East needed. They need to stop, you know, stop the West and get the ball back, get some points.
Three and out would be nice for the East, and again, something that slows down the clock or stops the clock here, too. Graziano on a toss to the left, crosses the 40, hammered down by Delvicio again. If nothing else, you know, never mind the scoreboard. If you're a linebacker playing in likely your last football game, yep, and you get a hit like that, that's just makes your night.
Take it. Well, running back turned back inside. He didn't want to go out of bounds, which was smart moving, but he just laid himself out for the linebacker to come and blitz him.
Five more for Graziano, who's looking to be the closer here. Just keep that clock moving, and you're right, Mike. Smart move to cut it inside. Keep that clock ticking at 9:06 and counting to play here in regulation. 24-7 the West over the East. Same formation. Double tight ends are Brown and Bonacquisti. Motion on really both sides of the ball here. Let's see.
I think they're called on six on Chris Green.
Yeah, Chris Green turned up field, but I don't know. There were two defensive linemen. If there was contact first, I don't know. The officials will sort it out. Pretty good brain trust down there anyway. With
and if there's a, you know, if there's a robbery there, we got the whole crew to sit there and figure it out.
That's right. If you're joining us late, never mind that the coaches and players have volunteered an enormous amount of time to pull this off. Never mind the folks here at Radnor, all of our incredible sponsors who've pulled this off and donated amounts of time, money, energy. The officials tonight as well, police officers, members of the emergency services here in Delaware County. So, again, just all around, you can't find anybody here who isn't volunteering tonight. Second down and 10 from the 41. They option to the left, and it's on a keeper is Judge. They will keep the clock moving. They say his knee touched down at the 40-yard line inbound, so a gain of a yard.
Well, when Brian misspoke a little bit, he said Radnor. He really meant Widener, the Volunteers of Widener.
Widener. I did say Radnor. Thank you.
That's all right. Just when I Radnor's terrific.
That's right.
Big, you know,
head coach Tom
here,
Ryan.
I'm sure. Right,
that's right. Ryan, head coach Tom Ryan, coaching his first Hero Bowl as the head coach anyway, and is 8 minutes and change away from walking out with a victory, right, which would, again, make a few people feel a little better on the west sideline after last year's loss. 8:08 and counting to play. Third and 10 here from the 41-yard line of the East. Under center is Dan Judge. Straight back to pass. Heavy pressure. Ball's loose, and now they're going to call incomplete. Incomplete. The ball is moving forward, according to the referee, and the arm was moving forward. Connor Price in there on pass protection. Also in there for... on the offensive line is number 58, Silvio D'Angelo, but they were overwhelmed by the pass rush that time.
Good call, though. The arm was definitely moving forward. We should tell people that not only is, you know, Widener hosting this event, but the people who are actually manning the concession stands are the Widener football coaching staff, and that's kind of nice. Go get a pizza from a Widener coach.
That's right. Head coach Dave Wood, again, a Delaware County player himself way back when, and again has just done a terrific job organizing this facility to host this event. Fourth and 10. Judge, five-step drop, has time, steps up in the pocket, finds Brown for a first down, lowers the shoulder, lowers the boom on Glenn Mills' cornerback Ingram. Crosses the 25 to the 23-yard line, gain of 17, and Tim Brown, four catches for 50 yards and another West first down. 8 of 10 passing now for Dan Judge. 158 yards and two scores.
East defense been out there an awful long time.
7:35 and counting to play. Methodical drive here for the West, chewing up clock. Rick Bailey split to the near side. Wing left is Chris Green. He goes in motion and then takes a handoff on an end around, trying to turn the corner on the right side. Stiff arm near the 20. Flag on the play, and this likely will be a face mask. Ingram came up in a hurry. Terrific position for run support there, but look to get a hand up high, and we'll see. See what they march off here. And indeed, personal foul is the call. So this is 15 yards after the gain of 3. Green's third carry of the night, so he's been a busy guy to go with 6 catches, 3 carries for 9 yards. And now 15 more, and what ultimately now is half the distance to the goal line.
Ball spotted just shy of the 10-yard line.
So they've got first down.
They have first down and 10. They actually can get a first down as they stretch the chains and could be really about a foot from the goal line. 7:08 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. Judge breaks the huddle with two receivers to his right. Graziano, the single setback. Split to the near side is Foster. Judge looks that way. Heavy pressure from the backside. Fires a dart for Brown. Incomplete over everybody's head.
He was running for his life.
Judge did well to get rid of it at that moment. One other quick point to make. We talked about the generosity of the sponsors. His name came up earlier. David Trout, managing partner of the Outback Steakhouse, is the recipient of the 2009 Ted Pocoy Memorial Award. And Ted Pocoy, a longtime organizer of the Hero Bowl. This is the third annual Memorial Award in his honor. He died just after the Hero Bowl in 2006. And David Trout, for all his work and generosity with donations of food and time and energy through Outback Steakhouse, congratulations. You deserve it. Second down and 10. This is Graziano trying to turn the corner, and he's ridden out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. Well, maybe just at the 5-yard line. Gain of 6. So we mentioned it earlier, Graziano trying to close the deal here for the West. 6 carries up to 23 yards now. So much for the negative rushing numbers for the West squad. They're getting it going here in the fourth quarter.
And listen, another mention for Dave Trout and Outback. This is their 10th year, one of the reasons they got the award. I mean, that is a consistent expense to Outback to feed this crowd every year, and they just do a terrific job, and absolutely with a smile on their face, they love being there. He's also a sponsor of PaperFootball.net during the regular season, and we are very proud to have him consider us a worthy place to put some of their advertising dollars.
Timeout on the field for West with 6 minutes to play here in regulation. 3rd and 5 upcoming. Well, 3rd and about 4.5, they can actually pick up a first down inside the 1-yard line. So we'll take a short timeout with them. Come on back for the last couple minutes of the 33rd Annual Hero Bowl. You're listening live here on HavenFootball.net.
This Hero Bowl broadcast is the exclusive property of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net and is produced for the private use of our listening audience. No rebroadcast in full or in part is permitted without the expressed written permission of the Hero Scholarship Fund and HavenFootball.net. Your cooperation is appreciated.
The world of Internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the Internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. Easy Stream. Streaming made easy.
3rd down and 5. Upcoming from the just outside the 5-yard line for the West. 3 backs behind Judge, and they give it to Graziano. Goes nowhere. Good defensive push up front. Leading the charge is Delvisio, along with number 23, Jared Pattinson. In fact, Graziano looks like he lost a yard on the play. Also, Nate Oropolo in on the stop, defensive end from Cardinal O'Hara. And so, on to attempt his second field goal of the night is Kevin Martin. 24-7, West over the East, looking to stretch that lead here. Liam McGrath will hold. 24-yard field goal attempt upcoming, and now there's movement up front pre-snap. So it looks like they may back him up 5 yards and stretch Kevin Martin's range just a little bit here. He connected from 33 yards out at the 9:34 mark of the first quarter. And here on fourth down, another penalty against the West. We'll move it back 5 more yards. So, 5:17 to play here in the fourth quarter. Stadium starting to empty just a little bit. People feeling like the game's in hand. They've been entertained for a terrific amount of time here. And now here's the West snap. Hold for McGrath is a good one. Kick is away and off the upright. Off the upright goes Martin. So a missed field goal attempt there for the West. And maybe that 5 yards, maybe that made a difference maybe. 5 yards closer, it probably pushes through. But in the meantime, the East will take over, trailing 24-7. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing a little bit of everything, and Paul Heisey and Pete Fulgenetti helping in a big way on a night where the spotting and trying to get the names right is a little more challenging than the regular season. Regular season, if you don't follow us in the regular season, we follow Strathaven every week, so you learn those names in a hurry. Tonight, with players representing, let's see, well, what, about 15, 18 schools? A little trickier. But again, Paul and Pete are doing a great job keeping us in the loop here. Al Payne on it, in at quarterback, in the shotgun. Steps up in the pocket. Now a running room up the middle. Speed up the middle. 35-40. Payne to the outside. Midfield. 45-40 and down to the 36-yard line. Al Payne, the Chester standout, takes it all the way into West territory. Terrific, terrific effort. So again, let's see, 45-yard run, as they'll spot it right at the 35-yard line. He's suddenly your leading rusher for the East squad, 88 yards on 5 carries. 45 of it came on one tote there. Speaking of a rushing attack, Bernard Pierce is in the game alongside of Payne in the backfield. Confusion here in the way they're lining up. Two running backs in the game, and now it looks like there are too many people on the field, but let's see. They count 12, they'll throw the flag. Payne, straight back, rolling to his left, throws back across his body, deep downfield, coming back to the ball very nicely and incomplete. Fighting for position down there were Marquise Carter and Pat McGroarty. Both had a handful of jersey at one point or another. Carter as he came back to it, and McGroarty as he had made a play on it. No flag. No, second down and 10 upcoming.
Good play, good defense. If he could have let on a little bit more on the pass, I think he might have had a reception there, but he had to come back for it, and that kind of set up the defense to bat it down.
Second and 10 from the 35-yard line. Pat McGroarty, big part of the Garnet Valley defense. Another senior. Lots of seniors from Garnet Valley on this squad here tonight. McGroarty, Bonacquisti, Dunn, Price, Putman, Garcia, and Canzanese, a big part of their success over the last 3 years. Second and 10. Payne swarmed under, took the shotgun snap, and had next to no time as Steve Reynolds of Marple Newtown came in from the backside and drops him back at the 43-yard line. Loss of 8 on the play.
No time, no pocket. I mean, it just the whole thing collapsed on him within seconds.
Steve Reynolds, one of 3 Marple Newtown Tigers participating tonight. Three players from Episcopal Academy, now part of Delaware County for the first time, the new Episcopal Academy just outside of city limits
for the longest time.
What a beautiful campus up on 252.
Great athletic fields. It is spectacular.
Ryan Klein, Buddy Farrow, and Steve Faulkner have had a busy night here. Inside middle screen is complete to Royal. Nice catch in traffic, and then takes it out to the 34-yard line. I'm sorry. Gain of 11 on Royal's second catch of the night. Maloney in on the stop with 31. Jake Cahill of Ridley, and now here's an injured West player. Let's see who this is. We've seen a couple of injuries here tonight, which is always, you know, a disappointing, certainly a risk in a game like this. But
And one of the things we should mention, while it's terrific the talent that we have here, there are key players that are always missing. Dave Elyankian from Strathaven brought one of the, it was a defensive standout who didn't make it tonight. And that's because these kids get offers, you know, scholarships. And in Elyankian's case, he's gone on a lacrosse scholarship. And in some cases, they're told, no more football. You know, we gave you a scholarship. You get injured in something like this, scholarship's canceled. And, of course, as much as they would love to play, and I'm sure that they would love to be here and playing, the bottom line is they aren't going to risk a four-year scholarship over this. So there's a few key players in Delaware County that we won't see.
Right.
And it happens every year, and I'm not being critical by any stretch of the imagination. It's just, it's the way it is today. And, of course, we've seen it tonight. You can get hurt in this game. These kids know two speeds, all out. And sleep.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Dan Webster walks off on his own power, so a very good sign for the defensive tackle from Radnor. The only Radnor Raider in tonight's game. But again, just a terrific effort here from so many players. Monsignor Bonner has sent four. Larry Delvisio, we've mentioned several times, along with Mike McCrate. Matt Spellman and Robert Borman contributing on the offensive and defensive lines as well. Kevin Lehler and Andrew Glace from Cardinal O'Hara doing a lot of the dirty work up front on the defense offensive line for the East squad too. Fourth and eight from the 35. Payne dumps underneath, and they blip for a hook and ladder, and now hammered down, ball still loose. Look out, scramble for the football out near the 40-yard line. They were trying for a hook and ladder. Completion to Marquise Carter. He's looking backwards, and then suddenly nobody to pitch it to.
And he should, at that point, when he realized there was nobody there, he should have just taken the ball and turned upfield. But he kept looking. He just said, where is the guy? Where is the guy?
So he took a punishing hit from the defensive back, Pat Mills, and in on the fumble recovery, Strathaven's Joe DiRizio. Joe DiRizio, a standout on the outside linebacker during the football season, also a key contributor to the Strathaven Panther basketball run that surprised a lot of people this winter. So,
including us.
Big Joe got himself a football here with 2:44 to play. That is the sixth turnover of the night for the East squad. Andrew Pigeon under center. Dante Pergolese, the single setback as the West takes over, first and 10 at their own 41. Pergolese bounces it outside and gets maybe a yard and not much more. In on the stop is Sean Krautzel, free safety from Innerborough, along with number 25, Rich Crean from Academy Park. Gain of a yard for Pergolese. Second down and, almost 10 upcoming. Clock ticks, 2:30, 2:29 and counting. So, again, only a couple more minutes of football for us until, Labor Day weekend, which is September this year. Very late Labor Day, so makes us, itch for football just that much longer, huh, Mike?
Well, you can go on the website and see the countdown to the first game.
On second and 10, give us to Chris Green. Looking for the room on the right side. Cuts back inside and gets back to the line of scrimmage and not much more. 48 McCrate on the stop again. And another timeout called here by Jason Vyshevsky and the East squad. We'll take one more timeout with them with 2:04 to play here in regulation. Stick with us. You're listening to the Hero Bowl on HavenFootball.net.
This year's high school football season is just around the corner, and HavenFootball.net is the place to be for all the Panther football action. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Fourth quarter action here. Andrew Pigeon under center with the West squad. Third and 9 from his own 42-yard line. Play fake. Back to pass, running out of time. Now into the flat, complete to Jared Bonacquisti. Taking a tackler with him. Powers out to the midfield stripe. He'll be awfully close to a first down. Bonacquisti took Sean Krautzel for a ride there. Pickup of, they're going to give him midfield, which puts him about a half yard shy of a first down. 1:41 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. It'd be interesting. I think Tom Ryan will look to pick up this half yard on fourth down and then take a knee after that is my guess. The offense indeed stays on the field, and they will go for it after Bonacquisti picks up 7 on his second catch of the night. 1:20 and counting. Fourth and inches. Pigeon, under center, hard count, and they get him to jump. Terrific hard count, terrific call from the coaching staff, and great execution and discipline from the West offense. Clock stops momentarily to march off a penalty here. 1:13 to play, and then that clock will tick after this. My guess is they're taking a knee from here on out. Certainly could do it. And again, that will... They'll start the clock, and
the East does have does have another timeout, I think, if they choose to take it.
Does not look like that'll be the case here.
be kind of silly.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a school night.
Victory. Thank you, Mike. Very good. The focus on academics, as always, from Mike Mayer. Work, good work. 48 seconds, 47 seconds. Victory formation here for the West squad. Chris Green standing 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage as a safety valve here. Pigeon takes a knee. The clock will melt. 34 seconds, 33 seconds. One more snap will do it. As, again, just good, solid football from the West squad. Opportunistic as much as anything else, taking advantage of six East turnovers. And you know the East squad would have to say, you know, we give the West squad a ton of credit for getting the job done, but boy, we left some opportunities out there tonight. At any rate, besides what happened on the field tonight, the bigger picture is indeed bigger. It's just that simple. Terrific, terrific effort as the clock has struck zero on the 33rd Annual Hero Bowl. We'll check the dollar figures later on, but it'll be in the thousands of dollars raised tonight in honor of fallen firefighters, police officers, and EMTs, and that honor will be bestowed upon their children in the Hero Scholarship Fund here in Delaware County. So, tremendous event, tremendous effort, and thanks goes out to all the players, coaching staff, everybody here at Widener University, led by head coach Dave Wood and his staff, and from the facilities management and the concession stand and everything else. Thanks to our officials and so many sponsors. Mike, final thoughts?
It's always a great event, and boy, the weather sure cooperated. We were sure we were going to get just drenched. We wouldn't be. We were in a booth, but the fans were going to get drenched. And you know what? Even though the weather looked threatening, the fans came out. This stadium was almost full, probably about three quarters full, and that's a credit to the community here and coming out no matter what, spending the bucks, buying some concessions, and witnessing the kids of the community, the seniors of the community, who months after the season ended got back in the pads, came out in the heat and the humidity, and worked hard and put on quite a show. We would have liked a closer game, but hey, you play the game and then chips fall where they may. The East had some opportunities, couldn't capitalize, lost the possession a few times. It is what it is. It was a great effort, and these kids came out to play, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm very proud of the community that I live in, that they're willing to put themselves out for an event like this.
Stay tuned. We're going to take one short timeout. Be back in just a moment to wrap things up. The final score of the 33rd Annual Hero Bowl will be back in just a moment. 24-7, the West over the East will be back with the team MVPs momentarily. You're listening live to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Outback Steakhouse is a major sponsor of this year's Hero Bowl. If you have teenagers, you know what it costs to feed them. Well, Outback fed all the teenage players, the coaches, as well as their families a diet of steak, chicken, and shrimp, not to mention salad and all the fixings. I wonder what it would cost to pick that tab up. But Outback did it as their contribution to this year's Hero Bowl. Outback Steakhouse in Springfield. No rules, just right.
Go Outback.
Want to really move Dad this Father's Day? Then give him a Hallmark card with sound, filled with his favorite songs by the original artists. You can use music, movies, even one-liners from TV shows to sing Dad's praises. So move Dad in more ways than one this Father's Day. Give him a Hallmark card with sound. Head to Beckabell's Hallmark at the 352 Plaza in Brookhaven between Kmart and Pathmark. Do it today and see and hear all the latest in sound cards. Available while supplies last.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Widener University. Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Pete and Paul ready to wrap things up here on our third annual broadcast of the 33rd Annual Hero Bowl here in Delaware County. Terrific night. There's some post-game honors being bestowed upon a few people down the field. We failed to mention the Penwood cheerleaders who were featured here at halftime. Penwood, of course, state champions in boys basketball this year, and we've had some entertainment and some cheerleading staff here and cheerleaders just doing a great job here, again, volunteering time and energy. Along with the 24-7 score tonight, a few players are about to be honored down at midfield with four individual trophies. Of course, the West taking their 13th victory out of the last 15 years over the East. But offensive MVP for the East, Bernard Pierce of Glen Mills. He had the only points on the board tonight for the East, a 55-yard touchdown run in the second corner. He finished overall with, I'm flipping the wrong stat sheet here. Overall, 75 yards on just four carries. Defensive MVP has been announced from Cardinal O'Hara. Chris Kennedy. He had a couple of sacks tonight. It's just an extremely disruptive force on the defensive line. So congratulations to Chris Kennedy. Defensive MVP for the West, Buddy Farrow of Episcopal Academy. Opportunistic, pounced on two fumbles early in the game that really turned the tide. And on the offensive side, no surprise here, Chris Green. Chris Green with a monstrous game through the air. While on the receiving end of a phenomenal air attack tonight, 152 yards and a touchdown receiving on six catches. He was a game changer in that second quarter. One catch in the second half kept a drive alive that just melted the clock. And again, terrific effort from all players, but congratulations to the MVPs. Bernard Pierce of Glen Mills, Chris Kennedy of Archbishop Carroll. I misspoke there. Upper Darby's Chris Green and Episcopal Academy's Buddy Farrow. So again, terrific job, guys, and congratulations to you and your teammates on another tremendous effort. So, for the final time tonight, but certainly not in 2009, we are just a couple months away from getting things rolling with the Strathaven Panthers and lots of Central League action and maybe more. Who knows?
Come back and join us when the Panthers start playing.
Just a couple months away. So for Pete Fulginetti and Paul Heisey helping out with the stats, for Mike Mayer doing the engineering, the color commentary, and so much more, everything that is HavenFootball.net. Brian Carroll signing off one more time. 24-7, the West over the East in the 33rd Annual Hero Bowl. Good night, everybody, and good football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of www.havenfootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.